When a couple gets married and they get gifts as wedding presents, do they have to be giving meiser from the gifts? Is there a din of mois meiser to be hufrash from the gifts that you receive as a wedding present? So we know that there's a din of meiser ksofim. Meiser ksofim is the meiser that you take off from your profits, from prakmatia, from any business income that you may make. There's a din of meiser. Now, the din of meiser that we find in the Torah is actually not referring to business income or money that you earn, but rather it's referring to meiser tvua. The produce that you grow is the ikar chiyuv, the rice that you find with respect to hafrashas meiser. What is the source of being mafrish meiser when it comes to meiser ksofim, from money, from income? So there's actually a tremendous machlekes apiskim as to the very nature of the din of meiser when it comes to meiser ksof. Taisus and Tainus, Daf Tes, brings down from the Sifri that darshans from the Pasuk aser to aser, that we are marbe in the Pasuk prakmatia aside from tvu. That even though the Pasuk says it's called tvu asarecha, and it's referring to being mafrish meiser from your produce, nonetheless, there's a drasha that it says, even prakmatia, it says kol tfuah sarecha, and kol is marbe, even prakmatia. As they state in Sifri, and the Sifri is mavur that he holds, that there's a chiv deraisa of hafrashas meiser, even when it comes to meiser ksofim. Now the Paiskim point out that in the psikta, the Sifri is brought down with a little bit of a different loshen. The loshen that Taisus brings down is that we learn from this drasha of kol tvuah zarecha, that there's a chiv of meiser ksofim deraisa. In the Sifri brought down in the Psikta, the Lashon is remez leprakmatio, that it's only alluded to in the Torah, that a person has to give mois meiser even from his income and not just from his tvu. But at any rate, the Sifri seems to hold that there's a limud that teaches us that even midaraisa, there's a chiyuv of meiser ksofim, or perhaps a remez for meiser ksofim daraisa. That is the shita of the Sifri brought down in Taisus. Other places can disagree. And the Taz holds that it's not daraisa. The Taz holds that there's a chiyuv midrabbanon to be mafrish meiser from a person's profits. And the Gemara, according to him, only refers to meiser tvua. The pasuk only refers to meiser tvua. There is no chiyuv daraisa when it comes to meiser ksofim. The entire obligation of meiser ksofim is only drabbanon according to the Taz. However, we paskin, most paskin assume l'maisa, that neither of these opinions is correct. Rather, we paskin like the Bach, that the entire concept of meiser ksofim is only a minug. It's only a minug, it's not an absolute chiyuv me'ikur hadin. However, even though it's primarily a minug, but the halacha is if a person starts to be mafrish meiser from his profits, or from his income, and he doesn't say bli nether, then if you do it, it becomes an hagatayva, it becomes a minug, it becomes a neder, and then it becomes even a shayla of a deraisa. Because once you do something that's an admirable practice, a minug toiv, and you do it, it's a shayla in the paiskim one time, three times, but you do it in a fashion in which it becomes a minug, then the halacha is that since it became a minug, it actually takes on the status of a neder, and then you actually have to keep doing it. So, even though it's primarily a minug, l'maisa we assume that it could become a neder if you don't say bli neder when you do it the first time. So it's machlekes, the first time or the first three times, but the point is that if you do it initially, you should do it with the words bli neder so it doesn't become an actual neder when you do so. And there's actually a machlekes in the Paiskim. What about a young couple who gets married and they're learning a kail? And they get supported by, let's say, the girl's parents. Do they have to be mafrish meiser from the money that they get supported while they learn in kailo, or not? So the Paiskim say that if the money that they are getting itself is mois meiser, then they certainly don't have to be mafrish meiser from this, because you don't have to be mafrish meiser from money that itself is mois meiser. So if the parents are using mois meiser to support their kids in kailo, then they certainly don't have to be mafrish meiser. What if they're not using mois meiser to support their kids? Do the kids have to be mafrish meiser? So that is a machlekes apayiskim. It's a machlekes apayiskim. And some paiskim say that you should. And some paiskim say that you shouldn't. It really depends on who you follow. But Ramesha does add that even if you assume that you are supposed to be mafish meiser, if you're, let's say, a kid sitting in kollel and receiving a paycheck from your in-laws, however, in Yeridea Beis, Kufyud Beis, Ramesha points out that if, let's say, the shmer is makbid, that you shouldn't, be mafish meiser, because then you're going to ask him for money earlier, and then he's going to have to pay more to support you. Ramesha holds that then you shouldn't, in fact, be mafish. He says that then the shver does have legitimate taina, and he could prevent you from being mafish meiser. But if he has no issue with you being mafish meiser, so then it's a machlekes hapoiskim. The Derech Emuna brings down a different psak from the Chazon Ish, an interesting psak, and this relates to our original shaila. And the shaila was, if you have a young couple that gets married, and the question is, should they be mafish meiser from the gifts that they receive? So the Chazon Ish said, and the Derech Emuna also assumes like this lahalacha, that it depends on exactly what they receive as a gift. Says the Chazon Ish, if the couple receives a gift, let's say they receive candlesticks as a present, they don't have to be mafish meiser from the candlesticks. That's not considered income. However, if the matana is cash, then, in fact, since it's actual money that they're earning, then, in fact, they should, and they're mechuyev to be mafish meiser from this money that they receive as a gift. Even though it's a gift, if it's cash, they have to be mafish. And the Chazon Ish adds, and he says that even if the cash is earmarked for something that they're supposed to purchase with this cash, let's say they get, $7,000 to purchase furniture for the new apartment. So even though the $7,000 is earmarked for furniture, nonetheless, since it's for something, then the Chazon Ish, you still have to be mafish meiser. So even though you're getting the money to purchase an item, but since Lamaisa, it's money that you're getting, so even though it's earmarked for something, you still have to be mafish meiser. And Zokta Chazon Ish, what if you are mafish meiser from this $7,000, you won't be able to purchase the furniture? So maybe, perhaps, in that case, you should be potter from being mafish meiser. So he's mechadesh that even so, you have to be mafish meiser. Narval, so what should you do? You take the $7,000, and you purchase the furniture for yourself, and you make you write on a note that you owe a certain amount of money to Mois Meiser. You owe a 10%, let's say, to Meiser as a result of this matana. So you put it down, and in the future, when you have the money, you pay it up. That is the sheet of the Chazon Ish, Kepaskint in the Derech Emuna. But Akponim, that's the basic psak of the Chazon Ish, that if you get a present for, let's say, your wedding, and you want to know if you're supposed to be Mafish Meiser from this present, so it really depends. If it's an actual matana, it's candlesticks or something of that nature, then you're not mechuyev to be mafish meiser from it. If it's money, then you are mechuyev to be mafish. And even if the money is earmarked for a specific purchase, even so, you have to be mafish meiser. But in that case, if you can't otherwise purchase the item that you're getting, if you're mafish to meiser, then you just purchase the item, and then you write down that in some time in the future, when you have the money, you'll be giving the meiser as you originally had become a mechuyev.